This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly, it's our favorite Dirt Alert of the week because it's
the Friday.
Yes, we've made it to Friday, and we've got some business news to talk about.
Okay.
Concerning Scooter Braun.
Oh, boy, the Scoot.
You know him by a brief, don't
you? Yeah, we're like this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this news is coming to us with a merger that Scooter Braun's entertainment company is going to be merging with HYBE. Now, that is the company formerly known as Big Hit Entertainment, which is home to BTS.
Whoa.
Scooter Braun's Ithaca Holdings is merging with that company. And in this deal, HYBE is acquiring through HYBE America, which is its American subsidiary, a 100% stake in Ithaca Holdings. That means they are taking on clients like Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, as well as Big Machine Label Group. Remember all the Taylor Swift songs? Now, this deal is said to be worth more than $1 billion.
Okay, I would say that he's not in partnership. He's completely sold Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande.
He's out.
He's out. He got a billion dollars?
More than $1 billion.
Holy.
That's what Variety is reporting. But Scooter Braun is going to be joining the board of HYBE.
Okay. Wow.
And
he's going to sit on the board in a few meetings, and sorry I sold you out.
Variety is saying financial terms were not disclosed.
Well, he made the sale at the right time, because we don't know when they're like Bieber and like Ariana Grande are gonna tour again, and record sales are down. Bieber's latest album sold nothing.
And why are all these pop stars selling their catalogs, Lori? Why is that happening right now? Like Paul Simon, and
because he's 79 and he wants to put his affairs in order.
Okay,
that's all for that.
Yeah, with a lot of people, and it's when you sell your publishing rights to certain entities, they can leverage that in a way that perhaps you can't as an artist. And streaming and songs and commercials. And like, what does selling out even mean anymore? It's not a pejorative in the way that it used to be,
right?
You know, 30, 40 years ago. Now Fleetwood Mac is like, oh my gosh, our song went viral with a TikTok.
Right.
So they're trying to cash in on that. But this is a really big, big deal.
It is. And when they could combine Justin Bieber and Ariana to go out on a tour together. And 10 years from now, when, you know, they're older and their careers have cooled off, it could be BTS, and then Ariana and Bieber can open for BTS.
Yeah, it'll be like the 2000s tour.
Yeah.
This is a huge entertainment juggernaut. But as part of this transaction, the Carlyle Group is selling off its minority stake in Ithaca Holdings, because did you know that they are behind some of your entertainment amusements?
No, yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, they've got their hands in lots of different things. So,
that's pretty big news.
That is pretty big news this afternoon. Other big news in the world of music is that California is going to allow indoor concerts and theater performances to resume April 15th.
At like 50% capacity or something like that?
The capacity is going to be handled, you know, limited capacity.
Right. Okay, whatever.
You're going to have to be showing that you've tested for COVID or show proof of full vaccination. So they're not just letting anybody in. You got to be able to prove that your COVID test is negative, or you have to show full proof of vaccination.
Well, and aren't there going to be like counterfeit vaccination cards?
Well, gosh, you know, you would hope not. You just would hope not.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So I think that's why people should not post their cards at all. Don't give anybody any help. We can just take a picture of yourself and say you got vaccinated. We don't need to see the proof on social media.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Lori, speaking to the capacity of these places in California, there's a color-coded tier in regions of the state of California. So red tier, a venue that holds up to 1,500 people can have a 10% capacity. If you have more than that, then it's allowed to fill at 20%. So there's a lot of restrictions. And
here's
and
what rules. No one's saying.
No one's
you can't make any
money
doing that. Yeah. The artist can't make any money. The door can't make any money. So
it might as well be
people like
closed.
First Avenue are going to stay closed until the fall.
Yeah.
And they're just going to play it safe when touring starts. And
right.
it takes, someone told me that it takes 90 days to get the machine back and running with the road crews and everything else.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Think, you know, it's an industry. So many people.
It doesn't just start.
Right. It's not like, hey, guys, let's get the guitars out.
We're hitting the road.
We're hitting the road.
And is there anything to this? Did Kanye West buy Spotify? Is that a true business thing that happened?
I feel like that's probably not. Well, let's check the headlines. I can just say that right off the top of my head that this was from April Fool's, Lori.
Got it.
And so that was the news yesterday.
Got it.
That Kanye bought Spotify.
But that was a fake, like Michael Strahan closing his gap, which was like a really good prank.
Yes, Michael Strahan, that was a legitimate prank, although I questioned the timing. But this story is from some rando place on the internet. It is false.
I would just like to say, as a gap tooth person, I knew that was fake from the get-go.
You
hold on to your gap.
We are a trio of people with gaps in our front teeth.
You want to hold on to your uniqueness.
Yes, that is true. And Michael Strahan is holding on to his today. Well, you know, with Kanye West and Spotify, you know, you hear reports about how much money he has, how much money he doesn't. I would just suggest that perhaps don't trust anything, you know, because we are not talking to his accountant. We are not talking to his business manager. There's only Forbes, which there was a story earlier last year about how Kris Jenner maybe fudged some of the documents that Forbes was looking at concerning Kylie Jenner's net worth. There's a lot of fudging of the numbers of how much money these people actually have.
Was that Kris Jenner who planted the Kanye story for April Fools?
Oh, gosh. You I don't think she was digging this deep, because this is from a website that I have never even heard of before.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. If you want to smell like Jessica Simpson's husband,
I don't know, maybe.
Good news for you. You too can smell like Eric Johnson with Jessica Simpson's new perfume called Fiend. It's inspired by their sensual relationship.
Ew.
Fiend?
I don't like that.
That is not a good description. Not a good perfume name. I predict this would be at TJ Maxx.
It's sort of like foot spray.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Inspired earthy. Well, it didn't say that it smelled cheesy in any way, shape, or form. And
Ollie,
but it is sandalwood, though, so, you know.
Okay.
Sandalwood.
Yeah. Fierce. Fiend. I mean, you fiend.
Were you working on this marketing, Stephanie?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All right, that's all we got. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How is Cher? What's Cher doing?
Well, the last time she tweeted was on Monday, the day that the Chauvin trial started. She tweeted something about that, just about how sad she felt for all the people who were getting up, you know, witness that, and they were testifying. That's the last thing she's tweeted about. So, you know,
she was kind of a prolific tweeter.
Well, she goes in surges.
Okay.
You know, so anyway, all right, Rocco, you got anything you want to bring to our attention this weekend?
You know, your guy Chan Poling is going to be on Matt Wilson from Trip Shakespeare. He has a YouTube broadcast he does like every other Saturday called Into Dreams, and Chan's going to be the guest on the show this Saturday. That's going to be a good one.
He gives great couch.
Yeah. They're going to be. And sometimes they try to do music, but sometimes it's hard if they're in two different locations and they're streaming. So we'll see how that goes.
And how do we watch that again?
That's on Matt Wilson's YouTube page. Okay. I think his website is MinneapolisMatt.com.
All right, cool.
Those are pretty fun. I'm going to be on Saturday. I'm going to have some people into the backyard. We're going to be showing classic TV episodes of classic Easter episodes of TV shows.
Okay, like give us an example.
I'm looking forward to, there's one, there's a MASH episode called Private Charles Lamb, and that MASH is on Hulu if you want to watch that. There's an Alice episode called Here Comes Alice Cottontail. That's on Amazon Prime.
I do love Alice.
Yeah.
And there's a Waltons, an Easter Story from 1973. That's on Amazon Prime. So those are just...
So, Rocco, do you find these? You're like a producer for your friends in real life.
I feel like you're either the best friend or the guy where they're like, oh, is Rocco going to put those terrible shows on again in the backyard?
No, you have good taste,
but
Rocco.
But no, a lot of them are easy to find. Like those three I just brought up are available on regular streaming things. I did have to track down an episode of Happy Days at the Library. That's... there's a Happy Days Easter episode.
I love it.
So you need another job.
That's what I'll be doing this weekend.
Okay, and I should say our weekend picks are brought to us by AARP Minnesota, which always gives you good resources and good ideas of stuff
to do. We saved some money from AARP and the van.
Yes, that's right.
I was like, tell them you have an ARP card.
If you're going to be 50, it's worth it to check out everything AARP. Okay, so I'm going to do just a couple music picks. Thank you, Chris Riemann Schneider from the Star Tribune. Tomorrow night is First Avenue's 51st anniversary.
It's going to be a good one. I've seen a little bit of the promo stuff.
Have?
Yeah.
Because last year, the pandemic, of course, abruptly spoiled the 50th anniversary shows. And so, Bad Bad Hats are playing, and the host Sophia Iris is, kind of doing the young scene, and it's going to be live stream sets at the club by Trampled by Turtles, Soul Asylum, Hippocampus, Charlie Parr, Dizzy Faye, and Curtis A. That starts 7 o'clock Saturday, firstavenue.com, and it's free.
Yeah, they decided to do it free.
Yeah,
it's
that's
going to
amazing.
Be great.
That's amazing. So that's really fun. And then our other weekend pick is tomorrow night, the night before Easter, music to inspire you. We talked to Gwen Matthews last week, but she's pairing up with Robert Robinson, and John Bream calls him the Pavarotti of gospel. And then Gwen Matthews is just amazing singer, and they're doing all kinds of music, the Temptations, James Taylor, BB and CC Winan. They're just, it's going to be a great night of music. And the show starts at 8, but if you want to do a dinner show, that starts at 6. And just go to ChanHassenDinnerTheater.com.
I'm so getting close.
Kind of, and the Chan, that's a huge room, but they only sell like 200. They can make it work there. So, and the acoustics are so beautiful. So that's the night before Easter.
Okay. Right. So I'm going to give you a last minute Easter idea and a couple of fun things to buy that I think are fun. Do you know who Mrs. Kelly is?
Mr. Kelly's wife?
No, close. Lori needs to know about her. So Mrs. Kelly, her name's Mindy. Mm-hmm. She's a real person. She makes custom blended tea in the Twin Cities. And she has this thing. It's the spring sampler. Mm-hmm. It's $35. Oh. You get a box that is shipped to your house and you get 10 different kinds of spring teas. Like one is a blueberry. One is a elderflower. Some are caffeine. Some are caffeine free. And you make iced teas with them for the spring.
Oh.
And they're just like, I got the box and it smells so great. So if you're a tea lover, and I know you are, Lori, it would maybe up your iced tea game, give you a little something to try that's different.
I like it. Plus, iced tea goes very nice with sometimes some hard liquor.
It sure does. The little Earl Grey liquor on occasion. Uh-huh. Yes, friend.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're looking for a last-minute reservation for Easter, you like panicked, you didn't have a plan.
That's
me. The Bungalow Club, which is on Lake Street, which is delicious, is still taking reservations for Easter. And they've got a delicious brunch, and it's a locally owned place. I really like it there. They do their own pastas and really just have delicious food.
I can't check that place out.
It's really great. And you know what else? They have a beautiful patio that people don't know about that's kind of hidden.
What used to be there?
The Craftsman.
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
the old Craftsman.
Gorgeous space.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we got pasta from there a couple of weeks ago, takeout, and it's super good.
It's amazing. Totally amazing. Okay, here's if you're a rosé wine drinker. Our friend Chuck Kansky at Solo Vino on Selby has a rosé six-pack that he's doing, and he does these on occasion where he will put four unique rosés together, and he's got them, and it's four rosés, and they're on sale right now. They will deliver them, or you can pick them up, and I think it's like $64, and there's six rosés. Sorry, I said four, but it's actually six.
Six, wow.
And he just has this way about picking rosés that you've never heard of. And they'll be really different. Like, he'll have some that are super light. He'll have some that are a little more on the Zinfandel side. And he just does a great job of picking wines. I love the rosés that he picks.
Okay.
So, and just something new and different.
How do we get those again?
Go to solovino.com.
Solovino. Okay. Rocco, you know, last week my senior citizen pickup lines were so popular.
They were.
I thought that this
I'm scared.
Week I would just give people, you know, we had Passover was last Sunday. This Sunday is Easter Sunday. So I thought I would give kind of, you know, pickup lines for Jewish and Christians. You know,
I left That's out your the real giver.
Yeah, I know. But just bear with me.
I love my Jewish friends and I love my Jewish pickup lines.
You had me at shalom.
I like it. You know, Ellie went to Jewish camp.
Okay.
And so we always call her the honorary Jew because she went there till the eighth grade.
Now, this is really, you know your audience if you're going to say, can I put out your burning bush? Okay. And also know your audience if you dare say, if I raise my staff, will it only part the sea?
Okay, that's just crass. You're not going to say that to your Jewish friends. Okay.
Well, no, you're saying this to a Jewish stranger that you don't know.
Okay, so not to Rabbi Avi Olitsky?
Yeah, maybe you don't. Do you want to
Excuse me, Rabbi?
Which commandment do you want to break?
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one for everyone.
That is.
Even if you're a Charlton Heston movie watcher.
Right. Okay, I'll give you a couple.
Did you used to watch the Moses and the Ten Commandments? And yes, it was the hokiest show ever.
It was hokey.
It was that, and then Sound of Music, too, was always on Easter time.
The holiday, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about you float my ark? for you, I would slay two Goliaths.
Okay. That's sort of like, what is it, Gladiator?
Yeah, okay.
I'm vexed. I'm very, very vexed.
I would part the Red Sea for you.
I just, the parting and the red, and that just doesn't work for me.
I put the stud in Bible study.
That's so creepy. It's like some pervy guy going, hey, you want to meet after Bible study?
I put the stud in Bible study. How about this one? I didn't know angels flew this low.
Oh,
that's just sweet. That's sweet. I can see someone saying that to Julia.
Mm-hmm. How about this? I believe one of my ribs belongs to you.
Oh, Adam's rib references. Come on.
All right, I'll end it on.
I believe one of my ribs belongs to you.
Is it a sin that you stole my heart?
That's cute.
All right.
There yes. You go. That's Do you use these on Casey?
Huh?
Do you use these on Casey?
No, I'm giving these for my single friends.
Oh, that's giving. That's what this is. Okay, we're really giving. We're helping you people.
Oh, you had me at shalom. Don't forget to wink.
I can totally see you saying that to like Dan Levy or his dad. Oh, or he's like out there like,
so funny. All right, listen, we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday. People are still beating their corset-clad chests and bosoms and weeping into their pearls about Reggae Jean Page leaving Bridgerton. It's still trending on Twitter.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
They're also all in an uproar or nervous because they didn't know what Yacht Rock was. And I've now initiated people into Yacht Rock.
Okay. How would you describe the Yacht Rock?
The easy listening, delightful sounds of the 70s, 60s, and 80s. Yeah. You can find a Yacht Rock Spotify list and it's delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Things like Daryl Hall and John Oates, Christopher Cross, Pablo Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
There's a couple Steely bands
Dan, in Chicago.
Yeah, there's a couple bands, local bands that do the yacht rock. And
yeah,
they're quite fun, and they play Rocco. Have you? Do you know?
I've seen one
about?
Of them. Yeah, I can't remember which one it was called. But yeah, there's,
but fun.
It's fun. Yeah, good harmonies.
Yeah,
good smooth music.
Yeah,
very smooth.
I know Rocco's watching boys basketball now.
No, now there's women's basketball.
Is it women's basketball?
And then our gal, Paige Beckers, is playing tonight, right?
Yes, she is. And she's the youngest. She's the first freshman to be like the...
She has over 1 million Instagram followers. Yeah. People say she's just lovely, delightful, the real deal.
Right. There's an article on the Washington Post today about a time where basically there's two stars left in the Final Four that are from here. Jalen Suggs for Gonzaga, he's playing tomorrow night, and Paige Beckers, and supposedly they're tight friends, and there's an article about the time they played against each other.
Really?
And it was just electric.
Do you think that people are also, we've missed, like, sports so much that, like, we're kind of, like, going, ooh, this is so good, that we're kind of really into it?
I bought three games of Twins tickets. I bought three games of Timberwolves tickets. I am ready to get back.
Yep. Do you feel that way, Stephanie?
I'm so not interested in sports at all.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not a good person to ask. Yeah. I actually did think, though, because I've never been to a Twins game.
Oh, they're so fun.
And I actually did think this might be the year, like, to go do that and just to get out, enjoy the stadium.
Ever in the history of your life or just not at
Ever in the history of my life.
Okay.
Stephanie.
That's weird. Not right.
Is it un-Minnesotan?
It's un-American.
Yeah. Okay. I've never watched a baseball game like that.
Because food.
Beer, and they do have great food.
People watching.
Yeah, yeah, all the things.
Baseball players and butts. Go back to the top. Food, beer, repeat.
Baseball players and butts.
And the people watching is always so good.
Yeah, all good things. I've been to a couple of Vikings games, and I've been to a few basketball games.
One of the honors of Julian's Eyes Radio Life was getting asked to lead the seventh inning stretch.
Really?
Okay.
At the ballpark.
Do you sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game? Is that what you
do? Seventh inning stretch.
Was that at Target Field or back at the Dome?
At the Metrodome.
Okay.
And you sang it?
Oh, we let it off. And Julia was so impressed because I know all the words. I don't even need the lyrics.
Wow.
Once
that
they
is
let
impressive.
Roseanne Barr sing in a baseball game, we'll take anybody.
No, that was Star Spangled Banner.
I know.
Yeah,
it was
bad. That was so bad. No, they will ask Eric. You know, you're probably going to get asked if you go to a game and you'd up your ante a little bit, enthusiasm.
Okay.
Because they're always looking for somebody, you know, they get right down to the D list, if you know what I mean.
So I think Lori just said I was on the D list, but
Stephanie
that's
Hansen
fine.
From Let's Dish.
Yeah, I know. So am I. That's what I meant. But we were
I'm
going to
be a cookbook star before you know it, friend.
That's right. Stephanie is writing a cookbook.
I am. It's going to be.
I heard that.
Out next fall.
And it doesn't involve an Instant Pot?
No, it's a True North Cabin cookbook. Okay. Rocco, you'll like it. It's all about Ely.
Yeah.
All
right. Oh, my gosh. Stephanie,
yeah, it's going to be fun.
So good.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's hard.
By the way, people, if you want to see what we're going to look like if we start wearing too high of heels, Tara Reid was wearing like 5 or maybe 6-inch heels, and she was doing the red carpet of Scott Week at the Fairmont Miramar
Hotel boy, speaking of D-list.
Santa Monica, and she just tumbled right over on her shoes. Nobody's used to walking in high heels.
Yeah, no, I'm sure not.
Yeah, so that's posted. Marianne Faithfull gave a delightful interview to Vogue about just all kinds of stuff. That's posted. And, you know, please look at the decadent 80s cakes if you need some cake nostalgia. I didn't realize that we did something in the 80s that hasn't been done. Kitschy cakes.
Are you going to wear jumpsuits?
Am I going to wear jumpsuits?
Speaking of the 80s, I'm very concerned about fashion right now.
All right. Well, I don't know if